Iraq's National Assembly today approved appointments to 6 of the 7 vacancies left in Prime Minister Ibrahim al-Jafri's government. In announcing the appointments, Jafri said security is the government's prime responsibility. He spoke hours after one of his senior transportation officials was gunned down in Baghdad. 4 of the 6 new positions are going to members of Iraq's Sunni minority, but it's not clear that these compromise candidates will bring the national unity Jafri is hoping for. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Baghdad. Peter, tell us exactly who's joining the government today.
Well, as with many things surrounding this newly formed coalition, nothing ever seems quite perfectly done, but we did see some real progress today. Probably the most prominent position approved today is that of the defense minister. He's Sudan al-Dulaimi. He's from a large Sunni clan in the Anbar province. 3 other Sunnis were approved today to one of the vice prime minister slots, as well as the industry and human rights ministries. However, there is now a report that the human rights minister is not taking the job. He told reporters that he's not interested if the only reason he was picked is because of his religious affiliation. In addition to those names, there's 2 more Shiite politicians in the government now, Ibrahim Bahar al-Alum at the economically critical oil ministry, and Mihsin Shelash. He'll be at the very tough job of heading up the electricity ministry.
Go back to the defense ministry, because the nomination was the subject of some intense fighting between Sunni and Shiite groups. Do you think this compromise candidate is really going to please anyone?
Well, the short answer, I think, is no. This post contributed greatly to the long and frustrating delay in the formation of this coalition. Officials say Shiite groups vetoed candidate after candidate proposed by the Sunnis until the last few days, when negotiators began putting together this entire package as one deal. At that point, Sudan al-Dulaimi was agreed on as an acceptable candidate, and acceptable is a relative term in this context. Even as the announcement was made, one Sunni lawmaker branded the new government a joke. He said, "These Sunnis don't represent us." Now, this particular lawmaker was one of the candidates who didn't get the defense post, so he has his own motives, perhaps. But Iraqi and U.S. officials say there really are serious doubts as to whether Dulaimi, who was, of course, in exile for 20 years, can really bring more Sunni Muslims into the government camp. And that's, of course, the main reason for this outreach after they largely boycotted the January elections.
We've been hearing that all of this squabbling over the cabinet has wasted a lot of the goodwill Iraqi voters felt after the January elections. Is there anything the government can do to regain some momentum?
Well, it's a good question. Obviously, that's the main task, and there really is a sense on the street that a lot of the hope and the optimism has dissipated, helped in no small measure by the massive amounts of violence that have spiked again surrounding the announcement of this government. Prime Minister al-Jafri himself cited the obvious first task in his speech today, saying security is the big issue, which is the one we really have to work on. No arguments from Iraqis on that, of course. The death toll since he announced this new government is getting close to the 300 mark, mostly Iraqi civilians and security forces. And beyond that, you have some other issues, namely the delivery of services to Iraqis. The temperature's in the high 90s here already, and the inadequate electricity supply is a big deal here. Also a strong demand to deal with corruption. But first and foremost is this enormous task of quelling a raging insurgency.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Baghdad. Peter, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Leanne.